And next, Jabun and Lovu asks whether high-speed travel also changes human DNA.
There are probably no effects on DNA from high-speed travel itself, but there is a known effect on DNA from cosmic radiation at high altitudes. One long-haul flight is roughly the equivalent radiation exposure of a couple of chest x-rays. So if you spend a lot of time at high altitude, rather than high speed, you'd be increasing the chances of damaging your DNA and therefore slightly increasing your cancer risk. As Sean B points out on the Naked Scientist forum, if high-speed travel had an effect, it would have been seen already. Astronauts have to go at 12 kilometres per second to obtain enough energy to reach Earth orbit as well. And as they're probably the most studied people around, any effects would have been seen between now and the 1960s when the first people orbited the Earth.
If you've got any burning questions about genes, DNA and genetics that you'd like us to answer, just email them to genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet us @NakedGenetics, or you can post on the Facebook page. That's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, and we'll do our best to answer them for you.